Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I really appreciate you tuning in, and tell your friends and family about the show. And I want to ask you, did any of you make resolutions on the 1st of January? And did you keep any of the resolutions you made last year? Some of you may have actually kept them and got you going and got you into a fitness program or into a diet or a combination or making some adjustments or breaking some bad habits. Really, they shouldn't be resolutions, as I understand. People don't keep resolutions. They keep commitments. But even commitments with the best intentions, as the saying goes, hell is paved with good intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's not a matter of good intentions. It's a matter of being smart the way you approach it. Listen to a show like this and other shows like mine help you, motivate you, help educate you, help you make that choice when you go, oh, I can have that soft drink. When you realize that soft drink is going to make your body acidic. In fact, I think it was probably the late 90s. I hadn't been on radio very long. Started radio in March of 1997. So I hadn't been on very long. And a couple years into the show, 2 or 3 years, I interviewed Barefoot, a scientist, and his whole thing was calcium. Now we realize too much calcium can be very harmful, but it was about alkalization, and alkalization is held around. We realize that we have to keep the pH of the cells in a very healthy state. A healthy cell's pH is between 7.34 and 7.4. Now, when people talk about, I have good alkalization, you want it just a little bit more. Your saliva should be, but your urine better not be, or you're diabetic. It needs to be acidic. So different areas of the body, depending on how things are being relieved. But they test this by you spin onto something and rub one of those lymphosis papers through it and measure your pH. Well, if you drink, and this is what changed me, this is why a show like this is important. One piece of knowledge sometimes can cause you to want to change your habit. Some people, it takes more than one. I had known for a long time that it's probably not a good idea to drink sodas. I started drinking them when I was a kid. In fact, I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma, Woodward, Oklahoma, and the Sonic was called the Top Hat before it became the Sonic. And my job with a friend of mine when I'm 8 years old, he was 10 years old, is helping pick up paper. In fact, it wasn't even paved. It was asphalt or dirt around the Sonic. And we would pick up the paper cups and the other things, the tater tot little things that held tater tots in them and stuff. And they would pay me in Cokes. I think I drank 8 Cokes that day. And, I ate a lot of sweets when I was a kid. Now, when you're little, you get away with it to a degree. It makes you hyperactive and gives you an attention deficit, but it doesn't affect you like it does an adult. But it eventually caught up on me. But like most kids in high school, I'd spend time down at the Sonic with my friends, and we'd be checking out the girls, and the girls would be checking out the guys, and we'd be sitting in our stalls drinking sodas and talking about girls and hanging out and drive up and down Main Street and come back and do it again. Well, it affected me more than it did my friends. But I continued. Later on, I thought, well, diet it so it doesn't hurt me. Boy, that is a mistake. And now they realize that Splenda and stuff raises blood sugar just as much as regular sugar does. So that one, and it has more harmful effects probably, or just as much. So that was not an answer. But when I had Barefoot on my show, he made a statement to me. He said, if I drink one soda, I had to drink 32 glasses of mineral alkalized water, using calcium and potassium and everything to mineralize it, to overcome that one soda. So that one soda would put phosphoric acid inside my cells and lower the pH of the cells, when you lower the pH, you make an environment that pathogens can grow in and cancer can grow in. So to help avoid cancer, help avoid the growth of pathogens, you want to keep the pH at right at a healthy level. And so that was the last one I ever had. So what I started doing at the time, Emergency, which is too high in fructose in my opinion. There's some others I like a little bit better, but Emergency had one called High Cola. And I could take one of those High Colas, and they don't make it anymore, put it in water and add a little stevia to it, and feel great. You know, didn't miss it. After they quit making that, and I used different ones, but now I don't even think about needing to have carbonation. I do drink a lot of iced tea. I like to drink green tea because green tea helps unravel the neurons, they believe, and help take the plaque off the neurons. It actually helps reverse Alzheimer's and avoid Alzheimer's. It has other beneficial effects. So I usually drink at least one fairly large glass of green tea a day. Now, I tell you that because it only took one bit of information to change my attitude. I never drank a soda again. And I avoided carbonated drinks because of phosphoric acid. Now, it took that piece of information, though, to change me. I had other little pieces of information knowing it wasn't a good idea. But that piece of information made me realize I couldn't rationalize it. I couldn't be healthy and also have acidic cells. I didn't want the inflammation, the joint pain, and all the things that goes with the acidic state in the body and the more likelihood of getting pathogens growing in the body and all that. Didn't want that. But now I had a reason. You make your changes intelligently and sometimes be patient with yourself. Give yourself some goals, and if you slip off, just get back on. It's like learn to ride a bike. And I can still remember when the next-door neighbor is like a second father to me, taught me how to ride a bike. I'd get up on the hill, and I'd pedal and pedal, and then get down to the bottom, and I'd turn it over into gravel. And I'd get back up on the hill and pedal down and turn it over the gravel. But eventually I got where I could get up on my seat and everything else. Got pretty good acrobatics as a kid on my bike. So when you change habits, it takes a little bit. It takes a little persistence. And then that persistence pays off and the new habit becomes just a habitual way of living. And you don't think anything about it. Right now, I've cut my carbs a little bit more severe and tighten up my ketogenic diet. And when you do that, you lose the taste for sweet. You actually lose your appetite to a great deal. You really don't find yourself wanting to eat too much. You eat what you need. And so the diet starts taking care of itself and the weight starts coming off. A ketogenic diet is considered a very healthy diet, a lot of good fats. There's so many books out there, and I recommend that you look at them. Mark Sisson, I used to have Mark on my show years ago, and he's written some good books on the ketogenic diet. And there's a lot of ways to make things that taste really good. Like you can't have mashed potatoes on a ketogenic diet. In fact, a mashed potato will raise your blood sugar faster than sugar will. You believe that? Sugar is only like 67 on glycemic index. Mashed potato is like 98. It's almost 100%, just like almost taking straight glucose. Baked potato is not quite as bad. But that starch breaks down very, very quickly. And it's amazing to me it breaks down quicker than sugar does. But it does. And so you learn what not to eat. But so what people do is they'll take cauliflower and they'll season it. They'll chop it up and mash it up. And they'll add some butter, and it tastes like mashed potatoes or better. And there's tricks like that. I sometimes take this chocolate powdered stevia by a company called Stevita, and I'll mix it into some chia seeds, and then I'll pour hot water over it and stir it up, and that'd be a nice little snack for me. And chia is very high in omega-3, high in fiber, protein, very low in carbs, and that's one of my favorite little snacks to do. There's a lot of tricks out there. To make this a very easy thing to do to make your transition. You need to get your good fats in. Olive oil, macadamia oil. You don't have to use macadamia. It's expensive oil, but it's good oil. Coconut oil, avocado oil, and then omega-3, taking Noric Naturals cod liver oil, or taking their Ultimate, two or three of those a day. But I sometimes mix that with that chocolate stevia, and I also mix in guacamole and stir that up. Now a teaspoon or two of that gives me a lot of the good fats and a lot of the good energy. So that is one of my little tricks that I use for my ketogenic diet. We're going to be right back, folks. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Noric Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the Ultimate Omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Noric Naturals. Look for it. In 21 years of doing my radio show, the thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. This stuff that I talk about applies to all ages. So I certainly don't want anyone young thinking, oh, well, I'm not that age. I don't have to worry about that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about supreme health on an individual cellular level. So you're going to live long, and whatever your age, you're going to feel so much better by listening to the show and the experts I interview. And speaking of experts, I have one of my favorite experts with me right now, Dr. Larry McDade. And he has a PhD in nutrition, and he's also a naturopath physician. He's been at this many years. Professionally and nutrition, he's been doing it longer than I have. And so, Larry, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, you know, one thing that plagues a lot of people, young and old, is memory loss, not being able to reason like they once did. Stress can bring that on, lack of good sleep, a lot of different things. So when you have people come to you and say, my brain's just not working like it used to. I'm just not as sharp. I have trouble recalling names. What do you do for them?
Well, of course, everybody's unique. Everybody's an different individual, and we need to tailor-make everything that we do for that person. But some of the compounds that we can talk about are something like the usage of essential fatty acids, EPA, DHA. Now, of the two, which are omega-3 fatty acids, when it comes to brain power, your good buddy DHA is one of the best guys on the block.
Mm-hmm.
DHA stands for docosahexaenoic acid. Don't expect you to remember that, but it's a guy that does a job, especially for brain power. If you have a little bitty kiddo, maybe a first grader or so, or someplace in that area, if you want to try to up their brain power, you have a pretty good chance of helping them with the DHA. Now, the EPA form, you got to watch giving them on too young of a
I was going to ask you that.
Anyway.
Yeah, but it's like before 6, don't give them EPA,
yeah,
and after.
After 5, you're okay, but neither here nor there. DHA for the adult is one of the best things that you can be putting into your body. Now, just like everything else in life, there are good quality compounds, there's bad quality compounds. You've
mm-hmm.
got to watch what you get, you have to know the source, and then you have to utilize it in many different factors that we won't get into right now because it's a little scientific, but if someone calls me, I'll be glad to talk about that. Again, we have to always fight inflammation in the brain. Well, there's something called a blood-brain barrier
mm-hmm.
that is sort of a protective guard that the brain won't allow or the body won't allow to cross into the brain certain nutrients or certain toxins, that type of thing. So you have to use nutrients that will cross through that blood-brain barrier. Again, one of the best things you can do, we've talked about it, is a good quality CoQ10. Now, when we come to CoQ10, two forms. There's one called ubiquinone, the other is ubiquinol. Most people that are over 25 years old do not use the ubiquinone, very well. You want the one that ends in OL, ubiquinol. That's the reduced form, as they call it, and it works better for most people. It's utilized, 300 or 400% better than the other form. That's a healthy guy. It's an antioxidant. It helps with a number of things in the whole body, which, of course, includes the brain. You always want your essential fatty acids, and there are a few things that you have to have. And the brain happens to love something we've talked about before, magnesium. The threonate form is one of the best forms, but also magnesium in the glycinate or bisglycinate form. Does a wonderful job. You have to dose it correctly. You have to be careful how you use it. There are some that are in a different type of delivery system. They're so good that you can topically put onto your body, and it works well as something almost like a miracle.
Yeah. Now, also things like glycophosphocholine and phosphatidylserine. When you're dealing with people with memory problems, do you grab those as tools?
Yes, of course. They're in our Superdan Cardio, which will affect those. And but again, the phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, again, happen to do with especially production of neurotransmitters, and something that you could utilize daily. But again, it always comes down to the individualized patient. Some things that work for some won't work for others. So we have to look at the people. We have to do some tests and find out their nutritional deficiencies and imbalances and go from there. But those are some key nutrients that usually can be used in all people.
Yeah, there's a number of things, folks, out there that waking up the brain. And I've had to do this some different times. You realize I make my living remembering things. I don't do anything written down. I do everything off the top of my head. I can't follow a script. Well, if I don't get enough sleep, and Larry, speaking of that, sleep is a primary thing. I mean, if you're not sleeping well, your memory is shot.
Right. A lot of studies out there that show that you need a lot more. Now, you can go overboard and have too much sleep. Mm-hmm. But most people usually don't get enough sleep. It's not quality sleep. You need to have rapid eye movement type sleep. You need to have, it depends on a lot of things, a minimum of 8 to 9 hours of sleep. A lot of people say, oh, I can get by with 5 hours. Well, you might be able to function, but the body needs that time to rest and regenerate, and you have to do some things. Most people really need more sleep than they get, and they say, I just don't have the time. Well, get off the phones, get off the TV, or do something. You can find that sleep, but they have so much fun with all the electronics these days, which subtract from their sleep to begin with.
Yeah, I can be really guilty of that. By the way, Einstein slept 12 hours a day, and his brain had, instead of 8 ganglion endings, I think he had 11 or 12. So the amount of energy, and it's actually the hemispheres in the back grew together. So he needed a lot of sleep because his brain was so immensely active compared to the average
Brain needs some essential fatty acids in the form of fish oil, the ones that we've talked about, like the saturated fat, like avocado.
We didn't talk about that, and that's important.
Right, a good quality, not only
olive oil?
Fish oil, but also olive oil.
Now, Larry, tell people again how to get a hold of you.
Sure. My telephone number is area code 405, and the number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448.
So, folks, he's going to help bring down the inflammation in your brain, show you how to energize it, create more neurotransmission, and if need be, help you sleep and get the kind of sleep that will regenerate your brain. So you'll get back to your youthful brain. Thank you, Larry, for being with us.
Okay,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
Hi, everybody. This is Spencer Williams at onetimepay.club. That's for MCS USA Telecom Cell Phone Company. This is a one-time pay, $300 for 9 years, no more bill. 4G unlimited text and data. Contact me again, onetimepay.club. onetimepay.club.
Remember this number. 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple of years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Schwartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and one of my longest sponsors has been Noric Naturals. And Noric Naturals is, in my opinion, and I believe it's justifiable opinion, the best fish oil, omega-3 oil in the country. And they have a variety of different brands. So I have Becky with me. And Becky, you've been with Noric, or representing Noric in the Oklahoma City area for many years. And I know you're in love with their product as much as I am.
Absolutely.
Now, you, if I'm right, I think every major and minor mom and pop health food store carries Noric Naturals, correct?
Yes, they're everywhere. All natural food stores. Yep, across the state of Oklahoma and Arkansas, where I represent.
Well, and I think it's pretty well true across the country. They have done a phenomenal job. And let's talk about why, what makes them stand out. Because there's some other good ones out there. But Noric just really seems to always come to the top. The cream rises to the top, as the saying goes. And they do. In this case, the EPA DHA rises to the top.
Yes, and we have high potency products. And that's what they know how to do, right? They know how to make a concentrated product that is pure and clean. And there are three patents that they have that really make them stand out. One is their no oxygen manufacturing process, which is huge because if you realize that whenever oxygen hits fish oil, it's going to immediately go rancid. It's a very volatile oil, and that rancidity is what causes it to taste, you know, bad and fishy, the taste we don't want. And then it leads to you burping it, and nobody wants that burp and that aftertaste. And so that's the one patent that is huge that makes people come back over and over because they know they're not going to have that issue.
You know, I didn't know that they had that patent because I thought other companies obviously wouldn't use oxygen, but now I didn't know that that was unique to Noric.
Yes, well, it's a, you know, others may do some form of that, but the patent that they have literally, it's, you know, they're flushing nitrogen over it four times throughout the process, and it keeps all the oxygen off of it. And I've got the opportunity and had the chance to see this, you know, as I was at their manufacturing facility in California where they do the final bottling. You know, like our cod liver oil is coming from Norway, and we have, you know, vats of it there. We do ship it to San Diego, and then that's where we do the final processing that I got to see just that last flush of nitrogen right on the top of the cod liver oil and then immediately sealed. I mean, it's split milliseconds, you know. And so until you open that bottle of cod liver oil or omega-3 sardines and anchovy oil, and then their encapsulating process also, until you've opened it or taken that capsule, no oxygen has hit that product. And so that's what keeps the rancidity from happening.
Yeah, I guess that. Once Stu Tomp asked me that question when he was a spokesman, he says, how do you think they heat it up without it causing problems? I said, well, as long as oxygen's not there, you can heat it and help separate out the oils, but I would assume it's in a nitrogen vat. Now, I didn't imagine that they were flashing nitrogen on top of it. I didn't guess that one. Now, the one thing, I know a number of companies, I don't know if it's still true, but a few years ago, someone went through some lab and took different bottles off, maybe in the government, and tested them. And a lot of ones that were big sellers ended up having a lot of heavy metals and other toxins in it. Noric was almost non-existent in the area of toxins. So they probably also have patents on how they separate out all the toxins from the pure stuff.
Well, they do molecular distillation, which is our preferred method for, yes, for making sure that we're way under you know, the parameters for any kind of detectable amounts. So, I mean, we're actually following a European pharmacopoeia standard, which is very stringent. The U.S. doesn't really have these standards, so, you know, we're following very strict standards. And the patent, our second patent isn't technically on that part of it, but we definitely are, you know, the cream of the crop, and we test 82 times all of our products before
wow.
they are, yeah, before they're bottled. So we're over testing from beginning to end. We're vertically integrated, so, you know, we're able to keep our eye on the beginning, you know, from fishing and having contracts with our fishermen, so we have direct relationships with them, which is really important. We're not buying from a supplier out there that's trawling for weeks, you know, and then coming in and we're just part of somebody else, you know, and the other people buying the same product. So, yeah, that really sets us apart, and that molecular distillation cleans the oil perfectly. But our second patent, it does have a little bit to do with that. You know, when you molecularly distill your fish oils, they it does break apart the structure, which is a triglyceride form. And we patented a way of actually, after it's been cleaned and broken apart, we put it back together in that triglyceride form, because that is the natural way, you know, that fat appears in nature. It's the structure that avocados and coconut oil and all, you know, good butter, these fats that we're now realizing, these are really important for our body and our brain, you know. we're putting it back in that structure to have a way higher absorbability than ones that are left broken down, which is the ethyl ester form.
Yeah, the EPA DHA was the primary. There's other ones, too, that they're in there, are put back on what I remember this term was triglyceride backbone. They attach
yes.
it to it. Now, we're just about out of time here, but folks, you got to look for Noric Naturals. Really, this is what I use. I personally use the Ultimate two to three capsules a day of that, and then I use some DHA before I go to bed. But there's things for women, for children, just a full brand. So please use it. It'll protect your brain, your heart, your joints, one of the most important things you can do for your health. Thank you, Becky, for being with us.
You're welcome.
In 21 years of doing my radio show, the thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now, and he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
This is Dan's Health Talk, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have a guest I've had in the past that has some phenomenal products. You can also call Brenda Swartz directly. She has Body Dynamics, phenomenal products, and I'll explain that in just a few minutes. But the Brenda likes to counsel people, likes to help them get the results and tells them what to do and how much to do and stuff. So, Brenda, thank you for being with us. And before we get very far, what's your 800 number?
It's 1-800-MEGA-910.
Say that once more.
1-800-MEGA-910.
That should
MEGA
be easy.
910.
Now, Brenda, the reason I brought you on here is I don't know if it's from the antibiotics I took or I ate some dill pepper that was from Mexico and wasn't organic, wasn't done right, but it feels like something was stuck in my gut.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down to the stores and got some of what I saw thought were some of the best probiotics out there. I also took Diflucan, I took Nystatin, I took all these different things, and then on top of that, I took different cleanses, and you know, Renew Life and some of these. None of them give me the results yours does. So I called you and said, okay, why am I getting the results with yours and I wasn't with the other ones?
Okay, well, you know, I can't speak to the other ones. I will tell you this, though. There was a study done not too long ago where they randomly pulled probiotics off the shelves, random probiotics, tested them, and found out that 98% of the bacteria was dead. The consumer would not know that. The store selling the product would not know that. All the consumer would know is, gee, it just didn't do anything. And that's what I hear over and over again from my customers who do go on ahead and try the Total Digestion probiotic. They go, my God, I could tell a difference in 2 days. And I've had a lot of people who were severely ill, who had gotten food poisoning, have gotten onto this Total Digestion, and they got results. They got well within 2 days. Now, here's why. Here's the reason why. I am the owner of the company. I am responsible. I am a hands-on owner. I don't make a batch of probiotics and then sell it to a third party who then sells it to somebody else. I make small batches. We make it so strong. 50 billion is what I have on my label, Dan. But this last batch, and you can go look at it on my website, we put it out there. It's a third-party test. Tested out at 2.5 trillion.
Wow.
So you're guaranteed by the time that Best Buy date rolls around, you're going to have 50 billion at least, if not more. Now, the other thing, this is really important, it is what strains you're utilizing. And this, like one of the strains in my product, literally heals and seals the gut. Another one of these strains melts the calcified protein off the diverticula. You see that stuff come out, and it's not very pleasant to talk about, but if it's in there, you want to get it out. Your tummy bloat goes down. Women who have issues, vaginal issues or yeast issues, that straightens out. Bad breath problems from lack of the correct microbiome, all of these problems start to go away. And weight loss, too, by the way.
Well, you know, I was going to cut this short. I'm going to go a full 7 minutes with you, Brenda, because what you have is so important to people.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it certainly is.
Now, tell people how to get a hold of you again, because there's a lot of people that are bloated, and they go, God, it doesn't matter what I eat. I can't get rid of the fat, or I look fat, but I don't. In my case, I'm probably about as defined as I've ever been, but my stomach was bloated like I'm 6 months pregnant, maybe seven. So,
you know, a lot of people call me with these issues. You can call me. The number, I'm going to give you two numbers, 972-245-5500. The quicker number is 1-800-MEGA-910. Mega, like a MEGA-910. So that should make it easy. My website is bodydynamics.com.
That's simple.
Yeah, okay. Just and go on that website. You will get my email. You can call me direct, and I would be happy to help anybody. The other part of it, though, is the cleansing aspect of it. You mentioned that you tried the Mega Wellness Cleanse earlier. What makes that really unique is you've got 30 different herbs. That took me a long time. I've been making this since 1984. And we've never had a bad batch in all those years because, again, it's a matter of getting the top-grade herbs. Then those are quarantined for a week. Then those are tested to make sure there's nothing in it, no pesticides, no fungus, nothing that should not be there. So every batch is pristine. Now, these herbs heal and cleanse your liver, kidneys, colon, lymph system, lungs, and blood. I have to tell you something. I just did a little bit of research. I knew there were a lot of toxins in our environment, but get a load of this. The most recent research shows there's 10 million tons of toxic chemicals that are being released into our environment by industry.
I know. And every year they're creating like thousands of toxins. They have no idea what they're going to do to us.
And they're not. There was just an article in the Dallas Morning News this morning that the chemical companies are tickled to death because they're not being made to test these chemicals in the right way. Big money talks, and they don't care about how they're affecting the environment.
All you have to do is help support a senator or congressman's reelection. Brenda, give them your phone number once more and your website.
It's www.bodydynamics.com or call me at 1-800-MEGA-910.
We got to run, but thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you some more.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Spencer Williams at onetimepay.club. That's for MCS USA Telecom Cell Phone Company. This is a one-time pay, $300 for 9 years, no more bill. 4G unlimited text and data. Contact me again, onetimepay.club. onetimepay.club.
They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best I've seen is one by Body Dynamics. Call 800-MEGA-910, 800-MEGA-910. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. Of course, this is Dan's Health Talks. And I want to pick up where I started the show from, because I really do want to see you make changes, and that's what I'm going to help you with throughout this year. Now, we'll talk a lot about diet. We'll talk a lot about supplements that will help you. Like, for instance, if you have elevated blood sugar and you came to me for counseling, and I do nutritional counseling, some of the things that I would educate you on is alpha-lipoic acid, about 600 milligrams once or twice a day before a big meal. And then if you want to take it a little further, get R-lipoic acid and take it first thing in the morning and take it again 12 hours later. The alpha-lipoic acid will take the real high blood sugar spikes down faster. R-lipoic acid will help level out your sugar throughout the day, but you still need the alpha. If I was only going to take one, I probably would take the alpha-lipoic acid, which is also very good for neuropathy and help with your eyes. But it's one of the things recommended for people that are nerves are starting to die from too much sugar really attacking the nerves and causing and also lack of circulation that comes from the capillaries and everything getting glycation in them. Glycation is really strands of sugar building up in the cells and throughout the body. And I describe it being like cotton candy, and it can kill a cell. That's one of the reasons the body tries to protect itself by getting rid of receptor sites on the cell so excess sugar can't get in. And when it does that with the brain, we call Alzheimer's now the third form of diabetes, because the brain barrier starts limiting the amount of sugar that can get in there. And the brain normally feeds on sugar, but too much will kill it. So it limits that. And when it limits that, you start losing energy. And one man years ago, and I think I've talked about this on this show, I know I have on my other show, which my other show, if you're interested, you could go to ktokradio.com, ktokradio.com, and it plays at Central Standard Time at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock on the East Coast and wherever you're at. But since I'm in the Central Standard band, I think in terms of playing at 1 o'clock. So it's a little different show. But it again, you can get some information there. Now, the other thing that this man that started getting Alzheimer's real bad, he had it real bad. His wife was an MD, and he started spooning coconut oil. Just really liked the taste of coconut oil. And just a few weeks, all of a sudden, his memory came back. And they went, what's going on here? And they realized he's taking about 5 tablespoons of coconut oil a day. And it would produce ketones. Now you can buy things like BHB, which actually is a form of the most important ketone. It helps you on a ketone diet. And you can, and then you mix that with actually doing a ketone diet and taking some MCT oil and eating good healthy fats. By the way, butter, real butter, not margarine. Margarine's very, very unhealthy for you. But a good butter is very healthy for you. So don't be afraid of butter. In fact, it creates butyric acid, which helps protect you against colon cancer. In fact, they think that's one of the things our Western diet is lacking, is that important acid in the gut. It helps with the healthiness of the lining of the colon. And so don't be afraid of butter. I used to think, oh, no, I can't have butter. But now that delicious tasting butter is allowed on the ketogenic diet. So when they realized ketones, not all forms of Alzheimer's, I understand from my friend Twyla Wilson that there's 6 forms of Alzheimer's, but from some forms of Alzheimer's, just doing a ketone diet and taking extra things like BHB and it's Bob, Harold Bob, if you're trying to make sure you hear that right, you can find it in any health food store anymore. And taking coconut oil, cooking with coconut oil, or taking MCT oil will help produce the ketones and can be a great help to your memory. Now, when you're switching from a regular way of eating to a low-carb way of eating, for about a week to 10 days, you're going to lack energy. And then about 10 days to 2 weeks in there, you're going to have more energy than you had in a long time because now your body is burning its stored fat. And you have thousands, 20,000, 100,000 calories, potential calories of energy in your fat. But you only store a little over 2,000 in your liver and your muscles. So you can have a sugar drop and really need sugar. But once you get where you're burning fat for energy, boy, you just feel so much better. Your brain's so much more alert. Inflammation is down. You look younger. And good oils actually make your skin look younger. Bad oils, Perricone, who wrote The Wrinkle Cure, showed this, that if you eat things like soy oil and corn oil, safflower, sunflower, peanut oil, cottonseed oil, if you eat those oils, they actually inflame the skin and make you look about 10 years younger, where taking in things like Noric Naturals cod liver oil and their ultimate, taking 2 to 6 of those ultimate capsules a day, or their 2X ones, will make your skin look younger from the inside out because it brings down the inflammation. Your skin won't be puffy. The pores won't be as large. You'll just look many years younger. But all that's going on internally too. So the skin gives you a little bit of an idea of what's going on the inside of the body. But this tells you what's going on the outside. So becoming smart about this can actually change your whole life in many, many ways. So depending the commitment, and what we started off with this is making a commitment to yourself. Changing a little bit here, a little bit there, and then continuing to listen to this show and other shows and say, well, I'm going to try that. And get an exercise program. If it's nothing but walking, that's great. It's a good place to start. I know our family Christmas party, one of my brothers was talking about wearing a back brace, and the other one saying, are you still wearing a back brace? Said, no, now that I'm, he's out walking with his wife, says, now that I'm walking for 30 minutes a day, my back's not bothering me. Our body's meant to move. It readjusts itself. It's like a self-adjusting machine. But if it doesn't move, it won't do that adjustment. So it's very, very important that we get some mobility in our life, and on a regular basis. We're not a sedentary animal. We don't have to be super active to be healthy, but we have to be somewhat active to be healthy. And it makes so much difference in your life. And if you look at how our ancestors, just two or three generations back, I mean, they would work from dusk to dawn, not think anything about it. It's just life. But we now, like recently I'm in the process of moving, and I'm going, golly, I haven't worked like this since I was in my 20s. Outside of when I'm actually at the gym exercising, doing a little bit of stretching or something at home, or doing some push-ups or pull-ups or whatever, I'm sitting on my butt with a computer, and I have to remind myself to move. And that's how most of us are. We're just not as active. So add an activity. If you don't belong to a gym, join one. You'll find also to start doing your workouts before you go to work. The people that work out early in the morning stay with the routine better. People that work out lunch are second best. People that work out in the evening have a tendency to break the routine because things come up. Oh, I got to take care of this. I got to run by the bank. I got to do this or do that. And you lose that habit. But if it's like taking a shower in the morning, if you get in, I teach an early morning exercise class 3 days a week. And so I'm coming into the gym about 7 o'clock. And I used to come in at class used to be about 30 minutes earlier. And so I'd come in at 6:30, and people would be leaving. They're already done with their workout. They're heading off to work. That's a good lifestyle, folks. That is the way to really make a change in your life. And as I mentioned on the show before, I showed this one kid a few little things at the gym. He was already working out. He was weighing 420 pounds or so. He lost 190 pounds in a year just by some suggestions I gave him. There's a subject, folks, I really need to talk more about. In fact, I think next week I might spend more time on this. But one of the sad things that's happening to our society is we're literally starving our children of good nutrition. This fast food nation, eating French fries and just junk and living on sodas, has really done a job on it. Here's what happens. Let's say you drink a soda high in sugar, corn syrup, and throw in some French fries, and French fries will be sugar in the body in 20 minutes. Okay, at first you get some energy from that, so that sets you up for a little bit of addiction to it. But then as it runs the sugar up, the body's sugar levels rise. It's like going up a roller coaster. And instead of just sort of leveling out, you take a steep dive. When it takes a steep dive, then you're hungry again. And that's what creates a lot of the overeating in our society. But here's what happens after you've done that time and time again. When you're young, it makes for hyperactive kids. Oh, let's put them on Ritalin because they have attention deficit. When they're eating poor, they don't have enough B vitamins in their diet, no minerals in their diet, they're deprived of it, they have all this anxiety that good supplements may take care of. Now, but when their blood sugar is jumping around like that, it creates a paranoia and anxiety. And after a while, they end up with adrenal exhaustion, and they can't handle stress. Then you get some kids shooting up the school because everybody is stressing him when 20, 30 years ago, he wouldn't have reacted that way because his body could handle a lot of it. But people can't handle it anymore like they used to. Road rage and everything else. They had an adolescent prison in England, and they gave half the kids vitamins and minerals. Nothing big deal, just vitamins and minerals, and measured their behavior. They had 20% of the fights and discipline problems of the kids that didn't have the vitamins and minerals. That's how important it is, but it's important because our food is deprived of that. It's empty. And our body needs good nutrition. First thing you need to put your kid on is some good B vitamins, not synthetic Bs. Synthetic Bs, you can usually tell because it'll be like 25, 25, 25, or 50, 50, 50. That means they're making it out of oil and rearranging the molecules. And the body can use it, but not well. But you need some good vitamins and minerals for kids. You need fish oil. Anoric Natural makes a wonderful fish oil products for children. You have to get that DHA up. There's so many things we need to do for our kids, and I'm going to elaborate more on this. But eating is part of the reasons you're seeing the behavior problems we have today. Thank you for listening. Be back next Tuesday for Dan's Health Talks. Tell your friends and family. I really appreciate it. Let's help them.